our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
I had an awful day.
Tell me about your day.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. It was really bad. A lot of things, hopes got dashed. Mm-hmm. Realizations were had about how shitty I am as a person, as an employee. And I just had an awful day.
I don't think you're a shitty person.
Thanks. Well, I don't you're
know
wrong.
How, I don't know how of an employee you are, because you're not employed by me, but I think you're not a shitty person.
Well, there was a goal I had that I thought I was going to meet this fall, but it turns out I don't think it's going to be this fall, and I don't know where to go from here. I'm just really depressed, so we should find something else to talk about.
So I think what we're going to do, we're both kind of having a rough time at our jobs. I'm having physical trouble, and you're having emotional trouble. Mm-hmm. And I think that part of the cure for both of us is to, like, exercise, and kind of that might help us a little bit, just be more productive.
The problem with that is you have to find the energy to exercise in the first place, and yeah. I don't have that.
Yeah. I think, well, a lot of it is, I don't know if it's as much energy, but, like, motivation. I mean, I guess that's part of it.
I don't have the energy to leave the apartment unless I have to. Mm-hmm. I know that I need to exercise, but, like,
how's your ankle?
It's not that easy. It hurts.
You still hurt?
Yeah. I don't know why it hurts, but it does.
I know did the doctor say, oh, no.
No, I didn't ask the doctor about. Oh, yeah. Also, since the last time we talked, I was diagnosed with a chronic condition that is measured in stages, not just severities, which means it's going to get worse and then never get better again over the course of my life. So
it's kind of
fucking awful, too.
It's kind of a downer this week.
Yeah. I've had a really, really bad week. Like, my last week has been just awful.
I'm here for you.
And it's not going to get any better. It's not looking up. In fact, it's going to get a lot worse over the next month and a half.
Is it?
Yes.
What's worse in the next month and a
half?
We
are way, way, way behind on a deadline at work that I'm solely responsible for. And we're not going to meet it. And there's no physical way we can meet it. And I can't fix that. And I don't know how to get it fixed. And it's really high visibility. And I'm going to be the person in charge of failing a really high visibility project.
So other people know about it?
Yes, a lot of other people know. It's one of the biggest, most important things happening in our department right now, and I'm failing miserably. Hmm. And I don't know what to do about it.
I don't know either. But I'm here for you to give you hugs if you need them.
Thanks. Can we talk about something else, please?
Yeah,
there's a new doctor. You wanted to talk about exercising, which I'm not. I don't know why you decided that.
Well, I said that, and then you're like, and then you went back to the other thing.
Yeah, because it's all you think about.
Okay. So there's a new doctor.
It's Lady.
Lady doctor on Doctor Who.
It's the lady from Broadchurch, which we watched the last episode of last night, which was also awful. Everything's awful.
No, we didn't watch. We watched the last episode of the first season where we find out who did the kills.
Who did the killmans? And gotta tell ya,
it's a good show. Don't say anything about it.
I wasn't gonna say anything. I was gonna say that you think you know who it is and also don't know who it is the whole time.
You think it's everybody.
It has to be everybody the entire time. Like, the whole time.
I mean, it's just done really well. I'm really excited for what Chris Chibnall is gonna do for Doctor Who.
Yeah. I like that he was just like, I need a new doctor. Who do I know? She'll do.
She was on that other show that I did that was good.
Yeah. She'll probably be fine. Mm-hmm. I gotta say, I would have liked another old doctor. Like an old lady, or maybe like a black lady, but she's like 35.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
That's not pretty old.
I mean, I'm pretty old, and she's almost as old as me.
You're not pretty old. I don't know how old you think old is.
Well, she's older than, like, the other two previous doctors before this one.
No, David Tennant was under 35?
Probably at the time, yeah. That was, like,
really?
10 years ago when he was the doctor.
How old was David Tennant when he was the doctor? I'm gonna find out. You want to place a bet on how old you thought he was?
Okay, I think, well...
There's a couple of different data points I have to look up, so you've got some time to guess.
He was the doctor in, like, 2006 to 2009? Maybe 2010?
I don't know, that's a data point I have to look up.
Right. So, and that was 7 years ago, and he's probably...
So are we going to go from, like, the debut date?
He might have been a little older.
Yeah, are we going to go from, like, the debut
date?
Yeah,
when he started.
Okay.
I'd say he was 33.
You think 33? Like when it, like when the first episode came up?
But when he filmed the first episode.
When he filmed, I don't know if I'll know when he filmed it.
Well, we'll just say it was like 2 months before. I mean, it's close enough.
Well, it might matter on birthdays. I don't know if it does.
They usually just say they film it like 6 months before they put it out.
Like 6 months before?
Yeah.
And it comes out in like the fall.
And he was in the Christmas special for...
Was he? How about we just go by the beginning of, it looks like 2005.
Okay. Well, just how old is he now? We'll go with
that. I'm going to just tell you a number. I have to do the math first, though.
Right. So just whatever, however old he is now, we subtract 12 from that.
No, I don't want to do it that easily.
We have to make it complicated.
Yeah.
It's more fun when it's complicated.
How old did you say?
33.
I think you said 33.
Yeah. Can you tell me how old he is now? It's probably on IMDb.
No, it's on Wikipedia. See, it's hard because his birthday's in April, so you have to cut it off somewhere.
Well, he was in the Christmas special, which is before April.
2005, he would have been 34.
Okay. Yeah. Which is younger than...
Just barely younger.
Uh-huh.
But younger all the same.
Mm-hmm. So my previous statement stands.
He's 46 now.
Yeah. So, yeah, you made sushi yesterday, which was good.
I tried to make sushi.
It was so good.
Let's reset the audience's listenership's expectation of what make sushi meant yesterday. What make sushi mostly meant was have seaweed near to rice, which was also nearby to some vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Which were cut into slivers so as to roll inside.
Yeah, it was supposed to be sushi rolls.
The
and
first
that wasn't
roll
really...
you made didn't work out because it was the first one you ever did.
Yeah, and no I've never
one.
Done it before.
It's like in The Matrix when Neo tries to jump across the building.
He didn't do it.
You don't do it the first time. But the second one you did was good.
He was supposed to get it the first time, though, because he was the one.
Yeah, well, no.
But then he didn't. And they're like, that shook their confidence, though. They're like, maybe he isn't the one.
Well, they're like, well, what does that mean? And then they said, it doesn't mean anything.
Uh-huh.
Because it, nobody gets it the first time. So you could still be the one with sushi.
I'm not.
You could be the sushi one.
Oh, wait, I don't have a sharp enough... That was issue number two, is I don't have a sharp enough knife. You have to have a pretty sharp knife to cut
work,
through
though.
The seaweed well enough. Otherwise, you just kind of squish the roll.
Well,
and I don't have a sharp
so
enough
the,
knife.
So I figured out the secret is you kind of just cut through the beginning of the seaweed, and then you just one quick motion to cut the rest of
the
way.
But even then, I don't have a sharp enough knife. I don't know.
It wasn't super smooth.
It worked okay, but it didn't work great.
After the first one, they all stayed together pretty well. Except for the very end pieces, but that's
how sushi works. My second one didn't because I didn't have enough seaweed for it. Because I had, remember it all came out the bottom on that one. It kind of stayed together-ish.
Oh, well,
because
you used half a sheet of seaweed.
Yeah,
because
that's what I thought you were supposed to do. I never made seaweed. You can do it that way.
Yeah,
like,
but
you
have
can
to,
definitely.
But you have to do it,
you have to
make
put,
four instead
well, no.
of eight half ones. You make four regular-sized ones, right?
No. What? What are you talking
so
about?
So you cut the sheet in half, and then you put it long ways instead
No, you can do it with the other way. Because then you don't, because if you use the whole sheet, you have too much seaweed and it wraps around, like, extra.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it with a smaller one. You just have to put very little stuff in it.
Mm.
Like you have to have, like one thin layer of rice, then, like, a piece of sushi or a piece
what
of salmon.
What if you do
it,
like, you just put rice, like, get, like, plastic wrap on the thing,
uh-huh.
and then just put rice in there, and then put vegetables in, and then roll it up?
It wouldn't stay.
Why? The rice is real sticky.
Yeah, it needs the form of the... I think it needs the form. Also, the plastic wrap's a pain. I did it once.
Did you?
It was a pain. Yeah, your first one.
Oh, you did that with plastic wrap?
Yeah, it was
You
awful.
Didn't you didn't squeeze it hard enough, I think.
I squeezed it too hard, actually, was the problem. Oh. It was actually fine, and then I was doubting myself, and so I tried to squeeze it some more, and it wasn't. Mm. I also didn't, like, tuck it under enough. You had to, like, tuck it under. I didn't do that enough.
But either. We made sushi.
It's hard.
And it tasted good.
Yeah, but it's hard. I would do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to have like a fish or something in it next time.
And like, yeah.
Like vegetables were good, but.
I might just get one of like the ahi steaks or something like that. Even
no,
if it's not
don't.
Sushi
you have to get sushi grade.
Why?
Because otherwise it's not like, it wasn't cut or cleaned in the safe enough way to eat raw. That's the whole point of sushi grade.
Okay. Yeah, I guess the ahi steaks, you have to
You're
sear the outside
to
of them.
Cook them at least a little bit.
Just the outside bit.
Yeah.
Because So it's like gray on the outside. And then pink on the inside. It's got real dark.
Yeah, it's because your monitor turned
off. So we have snacks. I got us a snack because we went to, where did we go? Oh, we went to the Amazon picnic on Saturday.
Yeah, we went to the Amazon picnic. That didn't suck. That was a bright spot in my dark, dark week.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a good Saturday together.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go to the, last week was.
The drafty thing.
Last week was release week for me, so I was working every day.
You had a really busy week.
Crazy week.
Yeah.
Which was physically demanding, but, I got through it, and then I needed a day off, and then we went to the Amazon picnic and ate a bunch of food.
We got picnic blankets. They give us, so last year it was either a hat or a
crappy
t-shirt or something, but this year it's picnic, and they're really good quality picnic blankets. Like, one side is all blankety and soft, and the other side is, like, vinyl-y plastic, so the water from the grass doesn't come up through it. Yeah. It's really good. It's a good... We got two of them.
Also,
doesn't work that great as a blanket, though, if you want it as a blanket.
In
I tried
other
that.
News, in other news,
uh-huh.
this is very important. So last week, I ordered MeUndies.
God. Okay, I'm going to preface this. We're not a sponsor.
MeUndies is not a sponsor.
They don't know about us.
They don't know we exist. But anyway, I ordered them, and then I had like 12 different podcasts that all have MeUndies as a sponsor. So I was like, they all say that MeUndies is good. And then my wife is the only person who said that MeUndies is not good.
Yeah, I didn't like them because they didn't work out. They weren't the right shape for me and my body.
So I got two pairs of MeUndies because they were 20% off with the code that I used.
Uh-huh.
And
you got both pairs 20% off?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was your first order. That's why I got two.
Oh, okay.
So I wore them, the day that I got them, I wore them.
Uh-huh, you did.
And then the next day I wore them. Uh-huh. And then that night I washed both of them. And then the next day
you
I wore
them.
Again? And then I wore them. I haven't not worn MeUndies for a day, and I washed both pairs today as well.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you just doing laundry to wash your MeUndies?
Yeah.
Now?
Well, I'm like, what laundry do I have that I can wash my underwear
you
in?
You're gonna run out of laundry really quickly, so you're gonna.
Well,
have
there
to
was like two other
MeUndies.
Sheets that were like right next to the laundry basket, and I was like, I can
wash
those.
You didn't need to wash those.
So I just threw my underwear in there.
I think that you should just get more MeUndies.
But MeUndies are the best.
Yeah, get more.
Like, I don't want to wear any other underwear.
There's only one problem with the MeUndies, is that they don't have a typically male
most boy underwear. Has a hole in the front.
Most boy underwear has a hole in the front
to put your wiener through it.
So you can do your business while your pants are on, to drop trout and pee.
Yeah, it's more I feel like I'm like 7 years old when I go to the bathroom because they just pull the whole business down.
The whole thing.
Did you ever see like a kid when he...
No. No. When would I have ever seen a young boy in the bathroom?
That's probably true. But like you go
I'm
into like a public...
parent and any kid I babysat knew what they were doing on their own.
Right. No, but if you go into like a public bathroom, if there's a kid who's like seven or less, he just pulls the whole business down.
I guess they don't put like, because he's probably got like elastic pants without like a button on the front.
Yeah, but okay, so they don't have the little hole, so you gotta do some maneuvering.
Okay,
But I love them. Like, they're just.
You could just use the stall, or you could sit to
right.
pee.
Right, that's what I've been
you
doing.
You could sit
going
to pee,
in the stall.
Which would be really great if you could just learn to do that. It would solve a lot of life problems, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
Oh, is it complicated? I feel like it's really straightforward.
Anyway, so they're the best underwear.
Right.
That's it. Go buy MeUndies. Use a code from a podcast.
Okay, I
want to
be clear that if you usually have issues with your underwear riding up, that's not the MeUndies aren't going to solve that.
Yeah, they didn't. I'd never had that issue.
Yeah,
I got boxer briefs, but they hug everything just right.
Yeah, so I tried, before MeUndies came out with the, they have like a brief style now, I think, for girls. I don't know. they only had like the cheeky boy short whatever thing, and it was not, I didn't like it. I'm not sure I would actually like anything they have right now either, but.
You wanted me to get the fancy ones with all different colors on them.
Yeah, you should. I do kind of want, they got like dresses and pants and stuff. I wouldn't mind that. Like,
that you wear really under soft. Your pants? Pants you wear under your pants?
No, like lounge pants.
Do they have like robes?
I don't know. They have a dress though. Like, look at that dress. It's comfortable F.
It looks like a t-shirt.
It's made of modal.
Modal? Is it modal or modal? Modal.
I don't know.
Let's not do a MeUndies commercial any more than we have already did. It. We have a snack. Do you want to do a snack?
Sure, get it.
I will read the inscription on the back.
Is that what they call it? Inscription? Yeah, it's called inscription.
When you try this flavor of indulgence, sweet memories of sipping a chocolate shake will flow through your senses, and you can enjoy without guilt because each candy is made with real milk.
Okay, you know these trunk underwear that they sell? I associate that with like 50s grandpas.
Oh, trunk like style like underwear. When they have like the muscle men it's from like the old time
pictures.
Yeah,
it's like a boxer. It's like a boxer style top, but like with a trunk that just goes under your butt.
So our snack is Milk Eta chocolate shake candy, a good source of calcium, it states. I will get one for you first.
How many is a 10? How much money do you think a 10 pack of MeUndies is?
I think one of them was like 20 some dollars.
How much do you think that the 12 pack is?
A 12
or
pack?
Or a 10 pack. Was it 10 or 12?
Like $150 for 10, maybe?
Yeah, it is. It's $150 for 10 pairs of underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Or $96. It's like a Tootsie Roll.
I love this.
This tastes like a Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm. It's like a chocolate milkshake Tootsie Roll.
Mostly it's just like a Tootsie Roll.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Japanese listeners, if you can't get Tootsie Rolls, get...
Milk Eta chocolate shake candy.
It tastes the same.
You want another one?
All those listeners we have in Japan.
Konnichiwa. That's Japanese for konnichiwa.
Is it?
I'm gonna eat one more of these.
Oh man, they don't have that great of color varieties for the packs. Maybe they do for the 10 pack.
I don't want a lot of varieties. I like red and green and like black and gray.
You got camouflage.
That's not my style. When have I ever been known to be running around in the woods without my pants on?
For anything. So you get bold color, like solid colors, and then patterned, and then whatever they give you, and then black.
You like whatever they give you?
Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chunk of change for some underpants, though.
It is. They're good, though. Yeah, if you get a 10-pack, they're 15 bucks a pair. I feel bad for not getting 10 all at once, because I would have saved another 30 bucks off of that.
You would have.
But that's still $120 for a few
pairs
of underwear.
But you're taking a chance on hating them.
Yeah, but I don't, like, at all. All I want to do is just wear MeUndies all the time. So anyway, MeUndies, give us some money. I don't know. How do we get
all
a sponsorship?
Right, I'm going to check Amazon and see if there's other... I think you have to have listeners. Mm. We have, like, 3.
But if all of our listeners buy MeUndies, that we would get like $3 maybe.
I'm gonna search on Amazon for micromodal underwear men.
Okay.
Calvin Klein's got some.
All right. Let's do a joke. You like jokes?
$28 for one pair.
How do they make rich people sausage?
They grind up rich people?
From retarded pigs.
Wow! Whoa! Why would you ever say those words on the air?
Huh? I was just reading the joke. It's in this book. The Last Official Rich People Joke Book. This is classic entertainment.
Uh-huh.
From, what year is this from? Let's see. Did we ever figure out what year this was from? I thought it was like 77. 2 years before I was born.
How about a four-pack of David Archie micro-modal low-rise trunks?
There's a dedication in this book. Did you know that? I just opened to the first page. To the millions of kindly, fun-loving rich people who are not only intelligent, but secure enough in their proud ethnic heritage to realize rich people jokes should not be taken seriously. They are just for fun.
Okay.
So rich people, if you're out there, just you should know that these jokes aren't to be taken seriously.
Yeah, because that's how it always works. You can just say, oh, I didn't mean anything by this.
This is the 10th official humor collection put together by comedian Larry Wilde. With sales of over 3 million, he is now the author of the most successful joke book series in the history of publishing.
What the fuck is this?
I know, right?
No, I'm looking at these underwear and I don't know what I'm looking at.
It's underwear, I think.
Can you explain this to me?
No.
Okay.
It's got a pouch in it. I don't know what the pouch...
called separate pouches, trunks. What does separate pouches mean?
It means if you got two dinguses, you need two separate pouches.
I think it means if you have to pee, pull one thing up.
Oh, okay. So do you think we're going to have a short episode this week?
Why would you say that?
Because I'm really tired and I've been going to sleep really late.
Whose fault is that? Probably mine.
It's a lot of my fault. And some of your fault.
Some of.
Yeah. So we're just gonna go.
Are we?
Yeah. Sorry if it's a short.
Can we make it. Oh God, it's only been 20 minutes.
20 minutes. We don't need to talk forever. People don't need to hear us talk forever.
It's true. It just feels like cheating. Maybe later this week we can put up a bonus of something.
Yeah, we're just having a bad time this week.
It's just been a really rough week. If you wanna like tweet at us or Facebook or whatever and just like a cute picture.
Yeah, like maybe like a rabbit who's friends with a mouse.
Or like a duck who's attacking a flower.
Huh. Or like somebody who does something nice for somebody on video.
No.
But they weren't expecting it.
As long as that somebody nice is not actually making fun of or taking advantage of a disabled person, which is often what those are.
What?
I know. You don't get it. It's fine. Or,
don't make fun of disabled people.
Or, like, a really cute, like, drawing. Like a drawing that a kid did very earnestly. But you can't really tell what it is, but they were really earnest about it. And they're, like, really proud of it.
Like, remember when they go to the mall and look at everybody's art?
Yeah.
The art that the kids made.
It was so bad.
It was so bad, but we loved it. We're like, this art is, you know, they tried.
One of my coworkers today was trying to convince me to have kids. I was like, why are you doing this? Why are you making me do this?
Yeah, some people are the worst.
Yeah.
Did you ever know that some people like to push their beliefs on other people?
It's so weird.
You know that?
Oh, we got this voters pamphlet. We should look at that.
Mm-hmm.
There's votes happening soon. Did we get the ballot too?
Yeah, we have them. We have both of them.
We should vote.
Yeah, let's do it. Right now.
All right. We're going to leave the podcast and we're going
to
vote.
Okay. Oh, boy, I mean tomorrow because I'm going to sleep now. But you can vote. You read. You tell me who's good and then I'll vote for them.
I don't have the kind of energy to do this on my own tonight.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.